Jump shot. It's good. Zach Randolph does it again.
3-point game. They've got to go for three now. No choice. Conley for three. Ties it up.
First team all defense. First team all defense.
Here's Gasol from outside. Tony Allen. Shot clock at four. Randolph puts it up. Puts it in.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Grizzlies podcast. I'm your host, Mark King. As always, for this show, the Monday edition of the show today on absolutely brutal and terrible and sad Monday after a crazy series of events yesterday. And, you know, we're going to talk about that today. I know this is not a Lakers podcast. This is has nothing to do with that. But I feel like it's important to at least talk about. It's important to discuss it on the show, if not for very long. But we are going to do that. We are going to talk a little bit about the game yesterday that Grizzlies had as well in the upcoming segment. It's not going to be an incredibly long show today, guys. I would be honest with you. It's just not going to be. It's just not going to be an incredibly long show today, but we will do it. There will not be a Monday mailbag. We, oddly enough, didn't get any questions to have a Monday mailbag, so there won't be one of those today for the first time in probably probably the history of this podcast, which is kind of a weird, we always get at least something and didn't get anything. So I know people were, you know, people were doing a lot of different things yesterday. People were obviously way more concerned about other things and than sending in questions about the Grizzlies. And I get that. So we won't have that today, but we will have the weekend roundup like we do. The Grizzlies played on Friday and yesterday. So we'll talk about those games as well in today's show. But first, again, I want to start with, again, Kobe Bryant passing away yesterday. Not only Kobe Bryant, but several other people in that helicopter crash, especially his daughter. There was another father, mother, and daughter of his team, another mother and daughter on the helicopter as well, the coach, the pilot. Just a terrible, terrible thing, and it sucks. There is really there's no way around that. It sucks, and it's a terrible thing to happen. And you know, I tweeted yesterday that I thought the NBA shouldn't have played games, and you know, I probably believed that until I talked to a lot of the players after the game. And you know, I think that it was probably good for them to play. I know that a lot of people, including myself, said that was a terrible decision. And I know that a lot of these guys, you know, we always view athletes in a prism and not necessarily as people or humans. And I think that as, you know, that's a weird thing to view. And so we always don't really associate them as having families and children and being husbands and brothers and all that stuff. And because we see them go out there and play and that's it. And so, you know, once you put it into a context of, you know, these guys spend 85% of their time with each other. I mean, all the time. They're together for practice. They're together for shoot arounds. They're together for everything. And they spend the majority of their time with each other. And so it is more than a team for those guys in the sense that, you know, they really are more of a family than anything else. And especially in times like this, you know, it's better sometimes to just be with people you care about. It's better to be with people that understand what you're going through. And so I thought that was probably better for them to be with those guys on a Sunday when, quite frankly, it might have been better for them to not think about it at all. And so I think I tweeted that in terms of not fully understanding what those people are going through. And so You know, and there's a lot of people that may not have wanted to play. We saw Kyrie Irving not play at all because he was clearly upset about that, and that's totally fine too. I mean, I'm not here to tell people how to grieve. I'm not here to tell people how to mourn the loss of, quite frankly, a lot of those guys' friend. We view Kobe in a lot of our instances as a person who, you know, inspired us or touched our life in one way or the other because we watched him on the court. But a lot of these guys view him as a friend and or as a mentor, you know, someone that they have spoken to on a regular. And so for us to go out and tell them what they should or shouldn't do is irresponsible and is quite dumb. And so I thought it was good for them to let let the players do whatever they needed to do. You know, quite frankly, I don't think that I don't think we should have stuck cameras in their face, but that's just me. I mean, we all went in the locker room and talked to these guys after the game, but I don't think the Grizzlies, or excuse me, not the Grizzlies, but I don't think the NBA should have made it mandatory that they do their regular media appearances. I think those are quite different things. And, you know, but again, everybody grieves and mourns in a completely different way. And I'm not going to be here to tell people how to do that. It's just not what I'm going to do. But I thought it was important for those guys to be with people that they care about in a time that's quite tough for a lot of those guys. And again, we view Kobe as a very different thing than who they view Kobe as. You know, some of these guys, it's a best friend. It's a, you know, consider a mentor, a brother, you know, a cousin. I mean, and so, you know, there's a lot of different things that are happening in a situation where it's very public, it's very raw. And so I think that's important to note as well. You know, and Kobe, you know, I think that if you, I'm not going to pretend like I knew Kobe Bryant. I'm not. But, you know, he, you know, pretending like he didn't touch millions of people across the globe is, or inspired millions of people across the globe is short-sighted as well. And so I would just say this, it's, life is an incredibly fickle thing. It's incredibly short. And if you have problems with people, if you have issues with other people, if you have fought with your family over things, you know, there's no time for petty shit. You know, you just never really know. If you have kids, hug them a little tighter. It is, I know for myself that, you know, you start to think about, you know, your daughter or your son, and, you know, not being around them every day is a very, very tough thing to think about. And I can't imagine what Vanessa and the other girls are going through. I won't pretend to know because I've never been in that situation. And, you know, if you're someone out there that wants to reach out, sure. But I would encourage everyone to give them their space and not to be those type of people, because it is a very real thing for them and is a very public thing for them. So, you know, again, like I said, if you got stuff that's wrong in your life and you got stuff that you're not happy with, you know, fix it, apologize, move on. If you have family members you don't talk to anymore, call them up, tell them you love them, because it is a very, very, very short life that you live. And don't waste it being petty, for sure. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. Again, I know this is not a Kobe show. I know it's not a Lakers show. It's a Grizzlies podcast. But I think it's important to remember what Kobe Bryant's done for this league and how many people he has touched on a regular basis throughout his life. And it's just, again, just too short, and it's incredibly painful to think about. I know last night I just had to come home and I just watched The Office. I know that's as probably as weird as it sounds, but I hugged my wife and just said, you know, I just gotta laugh and be done for today, because my heart hurts and my brain hurts. So if you gotta do that too. But let's talk about the Grizzlies. They won two games over the weekend. They won against the Detroit Pistons at the Pistons. They won last night against the Suns. They take on the Denver Nuggets on Tuesday of this week. Then they travel to New York on a back-to-back on Wednesday, and then at New Orleans Friday night. So a couple winnable games this week against the Pelicans and the Knicks. Circle that Pelicans game, as obviously it will be another game with Zion Williamson actually playing against versus Ja Morant. So that would be probably a fun game to watch. But the Detroit Pistons game, the Grizzlies won 125-112. I thought it was a good game. They executed things they were supposed to execute. They did what they were supposed to do. We saw Ja Morant kind of get back in his groove a little bit. 16 points, 12 assists. I thought it was an incredibly good game from him in only 31 minutes. Jaren Jackson Jr. had another really good game. I mean, he's really... I don't think we talk about it enough, but he's coming into his own. I know we talk a lot about Ja Morant on the show, but Jaren is really coming to his own in the second season. 29 points, 6 rebounds, 10 for 14, 2 blocks, assist, a steal, just, 6 rebounds. Yeah, I mean, just a really, really good game for him. A very, very good game from Jaren Jackson Jr. And we saw a lineup with Brandon. We were seeing this lineup more. The Brandon Clark, DeAnthony Melton, Jaren, Dylan, and Ja lineup, which I think is probably the best lineup they could probably roll out at the moment. And we're going to talk about that here in a second, but I think it's probably the best you can get with what the Grizzlies have to offer. And so, you saw another good game from Dylan Brooks, 27 points, 3 rebounds. He was 4 from 5 from 3. And speaking of threes, Jaren was 4 from 8 from 3. And, like, just really, really good for those guys to just show out. I mean, again, Dylan scores over 20. They get a W, although I guess now it's 20. If he scores in the 20s, he gets a W. So I think that's really, really good for him to go out and do that. And he's going to get – we talked about this last week, but Dylan's going to get paid. Jaren looked great. The bench looked really good in terms of Brandon and DeAnthony Melton. I thought Tyus Jones had a difficult game. I thought he had probably not one of his better games for sure, but Kyle Anderson played 13 minutes, Solomon Hill 13, and then Grayson Allen only played 6 because he got hurt. He had a left hip contusion or bruise. I'm not really sure, but he set out Sunday as well. But I thought it was a good game from the Grizzlies. They did what they were supposed to do in terms of getting out and transition, playing a little bit. I know the defense isn't great, but they played a little bit better defense in this game. They really push the pace in terms of what they were trying to do against the Pistons. And when we've seen time and time again, when the Grizzlies push the pace, when they were able to get out in transition, when they play a little bit of defense, that's when they are literally at their best. They are taking threes quick and often. They're running up and down the court, very, very, pushing the pace, like pushing the tempo, getting some steals that lead to fast breaks, not even steals, but just general rebounds. And just, you get a rebound and you see Ja Morant, he's already, like, he's not the traditional point guard in terms of getting the ball underneath the basket. He's already leaking out. And so they're fine with anybody bringing the ball up. Honestly, it happens all the time in terms of just getting the defensive rebound and then just getting out in transition. You look up and there's already a guy at the free throw line as soon as, they get the ball. And then like half a second later, there's somebody at the other end of the court. Like, that is what they're supposed to be doing. And when they do that well, they usually win games. I thought they did that very, very well against the Pistons. They were able to limit most of the Detroit Pistons and what they were trying to do defensively. They were able to really tame most of their players, although, of course, they let Christian Wood go 3 for 4 from 3. Another bigger wing off the bench score 20 points and get 3, take 3 or 4 three-pointers, make 3 of them, take 5 shots, or take 8 shots, make 5 of them. I mean, that's a trend the Grizzlies are having trouble with for the past few weeks. Honestly, that's just what it is. So we did see that. So I think that will continue to happen because their perimeter defense is just not that great. We saw it in some of the losses where, it was a running theme where these guys coming off the bench or in the starting lineup, mostly coming off the bench, though, were just shooting lights out and from 3. And, yes, that's great and all, and they're going to make shots, but a lot of those shots are just wide open shots. And so that's really difficult to deal with whenever the shots are really wide open. It's really difficult to get any type of traction on offense when your defense just really isn't there. So that didn't go well for them, but they were able to overcome that in terms of the final box score. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about the Suns game after the break. Welcome back to the show, talking Grizzlies Suns from yesterday. Really fun game. I know, again, it was a terrible day for everybody, but I thought it was an impressive game from the Grizzlies. You know, it came out to be entirely too close of a game, but it was a game that the Grizzlies were able to win nonetheless. They won with 25 turnovers, and they said they made three more threes. The Phoenix Suns made three more threes than the Grizzlies, and also shot 35 free throws, and the Grizzlies only shot 26. Really only 22? Yeah, 22, because four of those were like at the end of the game where they fouled them. So 35 free throws to 22 free throws. They made 28, and the Grizzlies made, I think it was probably more like, it says 18, but it's probably more like 14, honestly. And so they somehow won, and that's impressive. You know, I thought what was really important to note in this game is that Grayson Allen did not play because of a left hip soreness. Jay Crowder didn't play. And so you have two of your rotation guys out of the rotation. And I think most everybody thought that Taylor would shorten the rotation to at least 10 and include Solomon Hill, Tyus, Brandon, and D'Anthony off the bench, but he did not. He let Marco play 5 minutes in the first half, and Marco just it was not a good game for him. I know that Peter Edmondson tweeted that Marco was really, really upset about Kobe Bryant stuff before the game, was, you know, very visibly shaken. So again, you know, it's tough to ask those guys sometimes to play when they're Marco hasn't played in a really, really long time. Then you ask him to play, and then, you know, something like that happens. It's a lot to deal with. So he only played 5 minutes in the first half, and again, he didn't play any in the second half, which is probably for the best. He just really wasn't there. And even if any of that stuff didn't happen, asking somebody to come off the bench after being on the bench for so many games is also difficult as well, just to be effective in any type of game. But Jaren Jackson Jr., another fantastic game. 20 points. He had, let's see, 3 rebounds. He had 12. He was 7 for 12, 3 for 6 from the field. I mean, just a really, really good game overall from Jaren Jackson Jr. I thought was really, really impressive. Dylan had another 20-point game. Ja Morant had an absolute amazing game. He dunked on Brandon Clark again, so that was fun. Or, excuse me, not again, but dunked on Brandon Clark as well as Jonas Valanciunas. So it was really only posters have come on his own teammates. But it was like on an offensive rebound that I retweeted the video, and I think it was from Fox Sports. I mean, he comes like from the 3-point line. I mean, it's impressive how far he comes to get that rebound and slam it back down. So he was talking about that after the game too, after we all kind of stopped the scrum and just kind of joking around how he dunked on Brandon Clark. So that was really fun to see that those guys were out there still having fun, still playing a game they love and enjoy. But he had, you know, he was really, really good. 8 assists, 5 rebounds, a steal. He had a couple turnovers. Everybody had a couple turnovers because they had 25 of them. That was really the problem with the Grizzlies. In the second quarter, they really pushed the tempo like we talked about in the previous segment. They were getting out in transition. Literally every basket they could, they were already down the court, almost to a fault at one point where D'Anthony Melton threw this crazy pass to try to get it to Dylan Brooks, or maybe it was the other way around, but it was a crazy pass and he just didn't make it. And it was like, okay, that was a good thought, I guess, but it was a terrible pass. And so, you know, they were doing that every single possession, and they were able to really build a lead in terms of getting, you know, that lead up to 15, I think it was at that point. And so, you know, they came back in the third quarter. They started to do the same thing in the start. And then the end of the third quarter through the fourth was just a turnover, just so many turnovers. I mean, the Suns started to trap, half court trap in the corner, which really threw the Grizzlies for a loop. They could not figure that out. They kept turning the ball over. So shout out to the Suns. A lot of those turnovers were caused, they're forced by the Suns. They weren't just turnovers like throwing the ball away. They were forced by the Suns. And so the Grizzlies, I'm sure, will look at that tape and try to figure out how to do that better in the next game, because there will be other games where your defenses try to deploy different things against them for sure. But yeah, they really just had a very, very difficult time of getting the ball just up the court. And so they turned the ball over quite a bit over there in the third quarter into the fourth. And it was just it wasn't a game that should have been close, but it ended up being close, ended up being a couple point game, ended up having to really, know, Ja Morant had to put this team on his back and scored several points down the stretch, several really high quality points. The last play was Brandon Clark, but it was via a lob from Ja Morant and just a miscommunication on the Suns part, but also really, really good play from the Grizzlies out of a timeout. Just really well executed, well run, and it was by a pair of rookies nonetheless. So that should excite you about anything on this Grizzlies team. That should really excite you in terms of what their future is. Some miscommunication, sure, but it was a really good play by the Grizzlies as well. And that really sealed the win for them. Again, it shouldn't have been that close, but it was, and the Grizzlies were able to fight through it and still come out with a win. And that's really kind of what I look at in terms of, you know, what the game, how the game played out is, yeah, it was close, but they were able to execute when it mattered. They were able to run the right play without turning over. They were able to do a lot of different things and do it really, really well for the Grizzlies. I thought that was the important part at the end of that game. D'Anthony Melton had 10 points off the bench. Brandon Clark, 10 points off the bench. Tyus Jones, 9 points off the bench. So the bench unit did a really good job of scoring the basketball. They're one of the better bench units in the NBA. So when they're able to score the basketball, it really goes a long, long way to helping this team win for sure. Jonas Valanciunas didn't have a fantastic game, but I thought he was quietly really good. He didn't have, like, we weren't, like, talking about a lot of things he did, but 12 points, 7 rebounds. You know, he wasn't really utilized in a very bad, I mean, or he wasn't really, again, I don't know how to say this, he wasn't really torched in defense like he has been, which is a good thing. And so, again, Jonas Valanciunas being bad on defense takes a combination of people knowing how to exploit it, guards knowing how to exploit it. And so I don't think it was a situation where the Suns were looking to do that at all. And they were able to get away with playing Jonas quite a few minutes, 25 minutes. And Brandon Clark played 23 minutes as well. So I thought it was interesting to note that Brandon and Jonas' minutes are almost even in a lot of these games. I mean, even in the game against the Detroit Pistons, Clark had 25 and Jonas had 26. So a lot of these games, I know that Clark isn't starting. I know that we all wanted Clark to start and think that should be it. But he's not starting, but he's finishing the game, and his minutes are largely almost the same of what Jonas is doing. So that's good to see. It's good to see that the coaching staff recognizes what they have there and are able to put him in the right situation. So again, the Grizzlies take on the Nuggets on Tuesday, the Knicks on Wednesday, and they take on the Pelicans on Friday. I know it's been a few weeks since we've done a preview episode, but those will be coming back as well. We'll be doing those. We're also, this is the week the trade episode will start to come out in terms of what the Grizzlies or trade targets the Grizzlies should have. I'm having some thoughts on how to structure those episodes, but those will start to trickle out this week in addition to the daily episodes as well. So all types of different content coming out the next few weeks. Make sure you check that out. Make sure you go subscribe to the podcast, whatever podcast platform you're using, so you don't miss any episodes at all. So go check those out in the podcast feed. There was sound last night from all the players talking about Kobe Bryant, remembering him. So that's already in your feed. If you haven't already listened to it, go check that out as well. And then the Andre Iguodala trade special still up, still relevant. Go check that out. It's probably really far in your feed now. You have to go search for it, but it's there. Go check it out. Go listen to it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Amari Sankofa will be back with me on the show.